leaving off from where we ended, who was the kindest to you when you were young, and who was a leader that you looked up to?
Well, other than my mom and dad, who were influential, my oldest sister was one who I admired. But in the church, we had a youth leader named Paul Mason, and a second fellow named Ralph Hovland. And the thing that impressed me there is married, busy men, and having a business of their own, took the time out, and they'd come and pick us up as young people and have studies with us and take us to events, to the boardwalk, out to get ice cream, things of that nature. But their kindness to us and their interest in us was so impressive. So it was really made a big impression on me.
Okay, so in addition, do you think you ever strived away from God, or do you think you stayed on a direct path with Him throughout your teenage years?
No. You know, because as we grow up, we don't know exactly who we are, and there's a time in our life we try to follow our own ways. And that did happen to me in a certain way, but my main desire has always been to want to live in obedience to Jesus. Mm-hmm. When I realize what He did for us, how we can not be grateful and give Him our life, has really been my guiding principle.
That's good. Okay, so it stops, so that should wrap it up. So we have a minute and a half.
So now can I